continue our board meeting and finish up a few items.
You got the language? I mean, you got the... Okay. Sorry about the omission.
Okay. Mr. Johnston, we're going to continue with our meeting. All right. We can now do the enforcement report. Mr. Packard, you've been so patient today.
Well, we cleared the room.
Harvey Packard, enforcement coordinator. And again, it's a written report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. There is an expanded discussion of Monarch Grove in there that hopefully you had a chance to look at, and then the listing of violations.
Let's take a quick look at that. I'm surprised to see a dry cleaner at this point in time,
right,
with an NOV. I thought we dealt with that source of contamination 10 years ago.
There are still plenty out there being cleaned up.
Really?
This NOV was with regard to submittal of some information. There's some controversies of responsible parties, owners, past operators. So we're attempting to get the people to respond there.
Okay. Any board questions on the enforcement report?
Well, since Harvey brought it up.
Looks good to me.
Can you just say a couple of sentences about Monarch Grove? What's the next step?
So we took a good look at their violations, and we discussed the system with the operator, and the system was not designed or constructed to get the amount of nitrate removal that the order requires.
Right, okay.
They're not going to get it without substantial improvements to the facility. The good news is that the effluent is not discharged directly to ground or surface water. It's combined with irrigation water and applied to a golf course. So they can regulate the amount of nitrogen that's being discharged or applied, which they do. In fact, they still have to add fertilizer to the irrigation water.
Okay.
So we don't feel that it's a threat to water quality at this point, and don't plan on taking a lot more enforcement action, especially since their stated desire is to hook up to the sewer.
Right.
The county is definitely open to that and wants to do it. There are some bureaucratic issues to deal with, the urban services line and some things like that, but County is, or Monarch Grove is ready to do it. The county is ready to do it, and we told the county that we're definitely willing to help with whatever we can with the Coastal Commission or whatever to get those hurdles out of the way.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Delgado.
Can you summarize the status of the removal of the San Clemente and Old Carmel River dams? It says under staff review, I see that.
I think you're looking at the 401 certification.
You're looking at the 401.
Right. We're not there yet?
No.
Okay, sorry. Well, it's on...
We're on 16.
I don't know if there's anybody left who can discuss that one. But
item 16.
Yeah,
I can give an update.
I thought we were on the EO report.
No,
not yet.
I was curious why the EO wasn't talking.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was delegating.
Okay. Anything more for the enforcement report? Fine. Thank you, Mr. Packard.
Okay, thanks.
Can we have an update on what's happening with the cleaners in Scotts Valley? Been working for a long time on cleanup. You don't have to do it now, Harvey. Just we do it next time.
Let's see, the dry cleaner on Mount Hermon Road.
You got it handy?
The cleanup staff says they can do that now or later.
Well, I don't want to take time now because later. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, they can do that.
Good.
Okay. All right, thank you.